After having fought with his father for almost 35 years, Mr. Levy had decided that he would spend the rest of his life trying not to be bothered. But he was bothered every day that he was at Levy's lodge by his wife, simply because she resented his not wanting to be bothered by Levy Pants. And in staying away from Levy Pants, he was bothered even more by the company, because something was always going wrong there. It would all be simpler and less bothersome if he really operated Levy Pants and put in an 8-hour day as manager. But just the name Levy Pants gave him heartburn. He associated it with his father.
"What did you do, Gus? Sign a few letters?"
"I fired somebody."
"Really? Big deal. Who? One of the furnace stokers?"
"You remember I told you about that big kook, the one that ass Gonzalez hired?"
"Oh, him."
Mrs. Levy rolled about on the exercising board.
"You should see what he did to that place. Paper streamers hanging from the ceiling, a big cross tacked up in the office. As soon as I walk in today, he comes up to me and starts complaining that somebody from the factory knocked his bean plants to the floor."
"Bean plants? He thought Levy Pants was a truck garden?"
"Who knows what went on in that head. He wants me to fire the one who knocked over his plants, and this other guy he says cut up his sign. He says the factory workers are a bunch of rowdies who have no respect for him. He says they're out to get him. So I go back in the factory to find Palermo, who of course is not there, and what do I find? All those workers have bricks and chains lying all over the place. They're all very emotionally worked up, and they tell me this guy Riley, that's the big slob, made them bring all that crap so they could attack the office and beat up Gonzalez."
"What?"
"He'd been telling them they were underpaid and overworked."
"I think he's right," Mrs. Levy said. "Just yesterday, Susan and Sandra wrote something about that in their letter. Their little friends at college told them that from what they'd said about their father, he sounded like a plantation owner living on slave labor. The girls were very excited. I meant to mention it to you, but I had so much trouble with that new hair designer that it slipped my mind. They want you to raise the salaries of those poor people, or they won't come home again."
"Who do those two think they are?"
"They think they're your daughters, in case you forgot. All they want is to respect you. They said you have to improve conditions at Levy Pants if you want to see them again."
"What's their big interest in colored people all of a sudden? The young men gave out already?"
"Now you're attacking the girls again. You see what I mean? That's why I can't respect you either. If one of your daughters was a horse and the other a baseball player, you couldn't do enough for them."
"If one of them was a horse and the other a baseball player, we'd be better off, believe me. They could turn in a profit."
"I'm sorry," Mrs. Levy said, flipping the board on again. "I can't listen to any more of this. I'm too disillusioned already. I'll hardly be able to bring myself to write the girls about this."